Welcome to the call. Five reasons why Planet X, the global economy meltdown, ecocide, geoengineering, World War III, the Illuminati conspiracy, alien invasions, pedophilia, satanic ritual abuse, and the list goes on and on and on. Forced vaccinations, chemtrails, anything you want. Is the best news ever. Well, here it is, coming at you right between the ears from Nick Gird on behalf of SuperheroTraining.com. This is it, Superhero Time. 2006, David Wolfe and I wrote a book called Amazing Grace, and it was all about the possibility of becoming a superhero, a real live living superhero version of yourself. Yeah, that's right, yourself. And if ever there was a time when that identity is being called forth, that being that you actually are underneath your persona, underneath the alter ego that the superhero always wears, the facade that he presents to the world, this is that time. We're in it. We're totally, totally in it. So, let's get to the meat of this. What's the first reason why all of this is the best news ever? It's because in life, there is truth and there is falsehood. And the whole world, this matrix of illusion and confusion that so many people are living in, almost everyone, is based on falsehood. There is a great deception occurring, and within that deception and all the different facets of it, which I'm going to illuminate you on in a moment, the biggest deception of all is actually the secret of who you actually are. Who you actually are. This matrix, which is like a sticky flypaper that consciousness gets stuck in, the real you gets stuck in, has you running around in a physical body that's literally hacked into. DNA, genetic manipulation, the manipulation of your consciousness, the interface of your consciousness through technology, constant vibrational warfare, manipulation of your frequency, the wavelength of your physical body, the frequency it functions at, the electromagnetic coherence of it, the water's poisoned, tap water's poisoned all over the world, the air is poisoned, there's chemicals in the food, bombarded with extra low frequency energy waves, microwaves, geoengineering, chemtrails, harp machine, Lloyd Pye, the great champion of Zachariah Sitchin's work, is going to tell you and prove to you that your genes, your very DNA has been manipulated. Morpheus is going to tell you that you're caught in the matrix. But what's true, what's really true, and that doesn't mean that none of that is happening, what I've just described, but what's really true is what all the great spiritual teachers have told you forever. You're a spiritual being. The world is a manifestation of your consciousness, a manifestation of the human psyche. And the battlefield that is raging all around us and raging within us, in our minds, is a battle for your soul. And the battle is won and lost depending on what you focus on and how you feel. What you focus on and how you feel defines who actually wins that battle. Do the forces of goodness fill your soul? Or do the forces of evil? And if you haven't figured it out, that on the level of the matrix, in the world of duality, in the third dimensional realm, that there is a battle going on, I remind you of a quote from Hafiz. You could become a great horseman and help to free yourself and this world, though only if you and prayer become sweet lovers. It is a naive man who thinks we are not engaged in a fierce battle. For I see and hear brave foot soldiers all around me going mad, falling on the ground in excruciating pain. You could become a victorious horseman and carry your heart through this world like a life-giving sun, though only if you and God become sweet lovers. That's from Hafiz. And I will echo those words. I've been carrying those words on the flag of my standard for a long time now. When I move through this battlefield on my horse of power, that's the flag I'm flying and have been for years. Jesus told us, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against spiritual wickedness and the controllers and manipulators of darkness of this world. We have an invisible foe. The shamans have told us this. Don Juan, in Carlos Castaneda's books, told us that we wrestle with the predator, come from the depths of the cosmos, given us its mind. We think with the predator's mind. The Bhagavad Gita, one of the greatest pieces of literature ever written, the Bhagavad Gita is part of another book, an even bigger book. And the Gita is all centered on a battle, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And Krishna, as representing the divine incarnate divinity, and Arjuna, the greatest warrior that ever lived, the two main characters in that story, on a battlefield. And Arjuna doesn't want to fight. Doesn't want to fight. Says, I'm retiring from fighting. I'm going to be a pacifist. I'm going to turn vegetarian. Be a pacifist. Surrender all this violence. It's dreadful. And Krishna told him, you don't have a choice, mate. You're a warrior. You are born to fight. And you have to fight. Rather, fight with truth in your mind, a truthful vision. No one ever lives, no one ever dies. Everything's an illusion. All of this energy just changes form, and everything is for the benefit of consciousness. All good things, all things work for the good of those who love God. Morpheus told you, told Neo, told all of us in the Matrix, clearly, unequivocally, we live on a battlefield. Mythology is replete with this theme. Over and over and over and over and over. The hero against all odds. The hero against the monster. Star Wars, a battle. Lord of the Rings, battles. We have modern mythologies, all the movies that have been released about alien takeovers, us against the machines. There's war all over the world, all over this world, there's wars going on. More wars than ever before in the history of the earth. Constant war after war after war after war after war. All going on right now. Outpicturing the internal conflict in the human psyche. Everything we see around us is a manifestation of what we have within us. Everything we see around us is a manifestation of what we have within us. But guess what? None of this war, none of this battlefield is who you actually are. None of it. None of it at all. And in superhero training, we focus on the true identity. And we focus on being that, living from that sense of self, expressing from that sense of self in every facet of life, every single facet, including how we treat our physical bodies, how we find peace of mind, peace in our feeling body, in our emotions, peace with nature, peace with God, peace with the world, peace with our culture. So who are you? Who are you really? Well, that's the second reason why all of this is the best news ever. Because in this realm, on this battlefield, you have one choice. You have to make the choice between living in falsehood or living in your truth. And if you don't know who you are, you cannot live in your truth. You cannot live from your truth. You cannot express your truth. So who are you? You're a being of infinite love. You're an eternal being of infinite love. Where you live and what you experience is transcendental. That means it's beyond this physical world. And the nature of your consciousness is greater than this physical world. It has more power. It has power over everything in the physical realm. It has power over all these manifestations of energy which are being caused, if they are disharmonious and toxic, by the toxic contents of our own psyche. You are a being of infinite love. Your nature is peace, and you live in freedom. You are a supernatural being. There's three levels of being in this sense. There's the unnatural, which is massively, massively dominant in this modern world right now. People living disassociated from nature, disassociated from their inner nature, living extremely unnatural lives. There's a natural being, which is like an indigenous person who lives close to the land, but they're very much focused on survival, the village, the tribe, the community, and the family. And then there's a supernatural being, which is who we actually are. And if you're listening to this, you are definitely one of those. And you're designed to live in grace. You're designed to experience so much synchronicity and wonder in your life that your life is like living on a magic carpet. And you go from one beautiful chapter of your life, one beautiful scene, an act, in the chapter of your life to the next one. And it's like living on a magic carpet, and it's just absolutely wonderful going from one amazing experience to the next amazing experience with grace, living in grace. What does grace mean? Grace is not some, vague, abstract religious experience reserved for some saintly being who doesn't have any relevance to this world that we're living in right now. Grace is the consequence of knowing who you are, being certain about that, and living from the state of faith, love, and gratitude that automatically engenders. I'll say that again. Grace is the natural, automatic consequence of knowing who you are, living from that place within yourself, that space within yourself, that state of consciousness within yourself, and from the state, place and state, an attitude and awareness of faith, love and gratitude. Faith, love and gratitude, which naturally occurs when you know who you are and you practice being it. So it's very natural for us to be who we are. So it's very natural for us to live from a place of faith, love and gratitude. And that puts us into a supernatural experience of ourselves, which means we live in grace, which means we're protected, we're held by life, and life carries us from one wonderful experience to the next wonderful experience. Which leads us to the third reason why all of this that I described at the beginning there is the best news ever. Life is eternal, and so are you. So not only are you a being of infinite love and an infinite being of love with infinite potential, you're living in a life experience of infinite possibility. Now, this has been communicated to us, spiritually speaking, by many, many, many great teachers, and mythologically speaking, in so many stories. It's also being communicated to us in a scientific language from the quantum scientific world. We live in a realm of infinite possibility, a holographic reality where waves of infinite possibility are flowing into this world, into our reality, and the waves of infinite possibility are collapsed by the focus of consciousness itself. So that means whatever you concentrate on in terms of what you believe, that collapses a wave of infinite possibility. That means it's an anything can happen wave. And from that infinite possibility, you choose through your beliefs and how you feel about the way you perceive reality, the way you perceive yourself, you experience that reality as a consequence of your focus. Life is eternal, and so are you. You have an infinite potential, validated by science, illustrated by mythology, extolled and admonished by great spiritual teachers over and over and over and over and over. And the powers that be in this world, the invisible powers that we wrestle against, not the flesh and blood, they're not the politicians, they are not the royal families, they are the hidden powers behind them. The forces of darkness, the forces of evil, and let's call it what it is. We're talking about a polarized world here where extreme opposites are manifesting, and never before have we seen such an extremely obvious manifestation of two extreme polarities. People's lives are literally going to hell, and people's lives are literally going to heaven. Or I could say more accurately, hell is literally descending and coming into people's lives, and so is heaven. Simultaneously, depending on where your focus is and how consistent you are with that focus. Superhero training is all about developing consistency and constancy. There's a favorite old English hymn of mine, "He who would valiant be." He who would valiant be. That means if you, the one who wants courage against all disaster, let him in constancy follow the master. That means we have to be consistent. We have to be so consistent with our attitude and our awareness, focused in faith, love, and gratitude, coming from an accurate, honest, truthful, real sense of self. And as we do that, we collapse the ways of infinite possibility in a different way. And instead of attracting hell into our lives, we attract the heaven on earth reality, the wonder. Our relationships improve. We become more virtuous as a human being. Patient, kinder, more compassionate, simpler, tolerant. We experience higher and higher degrees of wonder, of grace, of magic, of synchronicity, and of power. The power to create, to manifest, to accomplish miracles or witness miracles through our own participation, through our own intentionality. All of this and much, much more. And this is what we teach you. This is what we experience. And this is what we share, promote, believe in, and live for in superhero training. So the fourth reason why all of this so-called negativity is such good news is because the world, just as it is right now, exactly the way it is, with everything that's going on, all of the problems with the immigrants and the war in all of these countries, the political evil, the economic catastrophes, the geological and ecological catastrophes, everything, the way it's just absolutely poised on the precipice of complete and utter auto-destruction. The fourth reason is the world is perfect. The world is perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect for you. Exactly the way it is. Your life, your little life, the world you're looking around, the landscape that you can see. That world is perfect for you to prove it. To prove what I just said is true. That you really are that powerful. Yeah. It's perfect. The Matrix is the proving ground. This is what it's for. So rather than waste our time in judgments and political debates, we should see the immense opportunity which is presenting itself here. For in order for us to demonstrate our true greatness, we need an impossible puzzle to solve. In order for us to shine with our true brightness, we need an equivalent amount of darkness in which to blaze. In order for us to demonstrate our true strength, we need an impossible foe to wrestle. And in order to express the power of love that we are, we need an unforgivable wound to forgive. Life is not a little game. It's a big one. Life is not a cheap soap opera sitcom. It's a soul-shuddering epic event. You are being called, my friend. You are being called. You're being called to face your personal challenges. And we're all being called to face our collective challenges together. For the raising of the consciousness of the world. In the same spirit that David met Goliath, Jesus met the cross. Skywalker met Vader, and Avatar defeated the machine. We must, like Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, wipe the tears of ignorance from our eyes and see the world for what it truly is. Like reluctant hobbits facing the hordes of Mordor, we are looking for the Savior in someone else. But all of these challenges, unbeknown to so many, are initiations of consciousness for the benefit of souls. Which brings us to the fifth reason why this is all the best news ever. You have to do it. You have to do it. You have to. We are the ones we've been waiting for. This is it. This is our time. And we win. Yeah, we do. That's the most mind-blowing aspect of it all. Against all odds. In the greatest love story that's ever been told, in the 11th hour, we win. We win. We win. Why? Because when we're aligned with that infinite power, we're unstoppable. When we're aligned with amazing grace, infinite potential, the spirit of life, we are unstoppable. And this is what this whole thing is for, to prove it. We don't need all this war. We don't need all this disease and misery. But we've chosen it. We've chosen it out of ignorance. We've chosen it by choosing to ignore the truth of who we are. That's what we've done. So now we've got to choose to embrace who we truly are. And in superhero training, we show you how to do that. We take you through that. The ABCs, the nitty gritty. You can do the fast forward version, or you can do the slow forward version. But if you want to be a superhero in this world, I'm talking about the real deal you. A superheroic version of you. You being you to the highest degree, the highest octave of your potential. Your potential, when they did the research into DNA in the 80s in Stanford University, they came up with the most radical statistic that most of us are functioning on 2% of our available genetic potential. That means most of us are functioning on an energy potential that they can measure in the cells, 2% of the available energy in the cell. 2%. That means 98% of who you actually are is not activated in what they called the normal waking state. So these scientists gave a term, the normal waking state, as the state of when you're switched off. So let's think about that for a moment. What is the normal waking state of someone who's behaving normally in the modern world? Slightly stressed out, stuck in time and space, doesn't feel like there's enough time to do what they've got to do, not quite enough money, worrying about survival, worrying about stuff, thinking about people, situations, circumstances, and things. Brain functioning in beta wave frequency, which is the fastest vibratory state, which disconnects you from your subconscious and unconscious, disconnects you from the real power of your mind. And I could go on and on and on and on and on about the symptoms of being in the normal waking state. Main point is, you're functioning on 2% of your available capacity when you are in that state. So in superhero training, we focus on taking you out of that state. And we know how to do that. Why do we know how to do that? Because we've been practicing it for a long time. Why have we been practicing it for a long time? Because we were super motivated and inspired and driven to do that for decades ago. So before some of you were born, I was practicing this. Before some of you listening to this were even born, I was on the case. Hardcore, looking for it, wanting it, yearning for it, digging for it. And a lot of the stuff that I've told you about today, I was talking about 30 years ago. That's right, 30 years ago, I was talking about these things, and I might as well have been talking in a foreign language as if I was something from another planet, because no one could relate to me and thought it was just, you know, I was just some kind of weirdo. But I've been on this thing for the last 30 years, not just myself, Brother Michael, and a lot of the other guest professors and facilitators in superhero training. We are on a mission, and the superheroes on the training on a mission. So what are the factors involved in shifting out of the normal waking state into your full waking state? Well, the main one is the shift out of this fragmented state of consciousness. Remember, you're collapsing the infinite wave of possibility by your focus, your belief, your attitude, your awareness, the concentrated, distilled essence of that. You're shifting it out of a fragmented sense of self that is ego-based and personality-based. It's based on body consciousness. That means your sense of self, the person, the individual that you imagine yourself to be and believe yourself to be is a physical body. And the persona that goes with that physical body. You call yourself I. I think this, I think that, I'm going down here, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm hungry, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to go to work, I wish I had a girlfriend, blah, 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 I. All based on ego. Ego is the name for the persona that believes they're the physical body. Think about that for a moment. The ego, ego, E-G-O, is the name of the persona who believes they are the physical body. When you identify with the physical body as you, it's like the driver of the car saying, I am a car. Insanity, yes? Exactly. What does it do to that focus in terms of collapsing a wave of infinite potential? It absolutely puts the wave collapse into the lowest common denominator and the realm that the invisible forces of darkness that are manipulating this reality are most concentrated on manipulating. It puts that wave potential collapse into the matrix. And the matrix is like a sticky spider's web, a spiral that takes you down. And it takes you down to where? Guess where? Hell. Well, hell isn't a place. It is a state of consciousness. It is the state of consciousness you get into, or any consciousness, any individuated point of consciousness, any soul, any individual, any identity gets into when you imagine you are someone you're not. When you believe you're someone you're not, and you start to behave from that place. You start to function from that place and base your whole life from that place and space. You live in a state of ignorance. That means you ignore who you truly, truly are. You ignore that. You live in a state of ignorance. And that's really bad news for the experience that you have. Eventually, that is going to come around and bite you. And at the very least, it's going to guarantee that you live in low vibratory, constant stress. Just the way it is, i.e. the normal waking state, which is its own form of hell. That's why most everyone that lives in that world and in that state of consciousness will do absolutely anything to get out of it. Anything at all. Whether that involves drinking gallons of poisonous, consciousness-numbing, brain cell destroying, body clogging, lymphatic glugging, toxic beer, gallons of it, no matter how bad it is or how processed it is, they'll just drink gallons of it. Why? To shift out of that state of consciousness. The same reason an alcoholic will eat boot polish, lick the alcohol in black boot polish, the old-fashioned boot polish, just to get the alcohol, to get out of that state of consciousness. The same reason why any addict will do anything to get out of that state. Because it is to the soul, to the spirit in the soul, to the consciousness that's experiencing it, it is hell. It's like an animal, a wild animal, the wildest, most sensitive creature you can imagine in a cage. So what we do in superhero training is teach you over and over and over to focus in unity consciousness, to focus in soul consciousness. That means instead of considering yourself a physical body and the material persona that goes with that, the ego, you consider yourself a soul. You consider yourself a spiritual being which is formless, boundless, and free. A spiritual being which is formless, boundless, and free. That's who you are. You're not this physical body. You are a spiritual being, formless, boundless, and free. In order for a spiritual being, formless, boundless, and free, to experience life in the third dimensional world, expressing as a human being, you need a soul. Soul is like a lens. It's a lens that focuses consciousness, formless, boundless, and free. It focuses it in a consistent, coherent way that has continuity. What that means is, if you imagine the ocean, and a drop of the ocean experiencing itself as a drop. So the ocean is consciousness. It is the spirit. There's one spirit. It's a singularity. So in order for that singularity to individuate, to experience life, reality, experience eternity and the infinite possibilities within eternity, in order for that ocean, the whole ocean, to experience that, it as an individuated aspect of itself, it needs a bubble. It needs to be able to experience itself as a drop. And that bubble is called soul. The soul is a lens that focuses continuity. So that bit of the ocean can project through soul forms. And your physical form, the human body, the physical person you call I, is a projection of your soul. It's a projection of consciousness. It's a projection onto a movie screen. And that movie screen is called your reality. It's called life. That's why they say it's an illusion. All of the great spiritual teachers say this is an illusion. The Wizard of Oz is behind the screen here. This is the Matrix. It's a virtual reality, a computer-generated virtual reality. Well, I don't know if it's generated by computers or not, but I do know that it's an illusion and that your supernatural self has power over this illusion. And the reason it is the way it is, in terms of the way it responds to our psyche, it mirrors the subconscious and unconscious content of our psyche, the hidden feelings, urges, impulses of humanity, and it manifests those outside of us. So all of this war that's going on around us, it's a mirror of a spiritual, psychological, emotional, and physical war going on within us. The physical war is the toxic onslaught that we keep pouring down our throats, calling it food. Toxicity, toxicity, toxicity. So the cells are at war within themselves. If you're living in an unhealthy, toxic body, your cells are cannibalizing each other. That's what cancer is. You're at war with your own body. So war appears outside of yourself. If you have emotional toxicity within yourself, if you don't love yourself absolutely, deeply, and completely, if you haven't accepted yourself just the way you are, unconditionally, deeply, and completely, and you don't love and accept others in the same way, then you are at war with yourself and at war with others. And that will manifest outside of you as war in the world. If you have a mindset that is torn between two extremes and is fighting within itself, war will manifest outside of you. If you're into fighting, if you get high on UFC, if you are into brutality and violence and you feed yourself with images of violence, violence will appear outside of you. And there is spiritual warfare going on in invisible realms. On a spiritual level, interdimensional warfare between angels of light, angels of darkness. There is celestial warfare going on between cosmic beings in cosmic worlds. Of course there is. If there's a schism in us, there's a schism in life. And it's perfect. It's perfect for you to prove that you have a supernatural power at your disposal. And the only way to heal that schism is to merge with that supernatural power. Superhero training, we show you how to do that in your daily life, bringing it into the world as you, exactly where you are. There's various strategies we champion in order to be able to affect that transformation, miraculous transformation. One of the biggest ones is forgiveness. Letting go. Let it go. Forgive and let it go. Forgiveness sets you free. The Hawaiians call it ho'opo'ono po'ono. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Forgiveness is the biggest, most powerful tool you have. Forgiveness prayers. God, help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other and love themselves now and forever. Please and thank you. Forgiveness. And we have to bring that forgiveness and the frequency that goes with it, compassion, unconditional love, into the three levels of our being. Conscious, subconscious, unconscious. Conscious realm is the realm that we're aware of, that we associate with our physical human self. Subconscious realm is the memories. Hidden memories, deep memories, embedded memories, and memories related to this life story. Unconscious realm, much, much deeper. Family history, genetics, DNA, ancestors. We need to bring forgiveness into these three levels. Superhero training shows you how. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. Another way we show you how to do it, another pillar, foundational for superhero training is love God. What? What do you mean love God? I'm God, aren't I? I'm God. Oh yeah? Prove it. Prove it. This is what the world is for. This is what the Matrix is for. If you are God, prove it. And you will very quickly come to the realization that you are not actually God. And you need to humble yourselves before that power, that almighty power, that almighty presence. Very important, a very important aspect of the training here. As we humble ourselves before the almighty power, now we're standing in the reflection of an almighty presence. When we forgive others, when we ask for assistance for all our ancestors, our family, to forgive each other, forgive themselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with themselves, love each other and love themselves, to forgive all people and all people forgive them, that power flows into us. And we can experience the peace of God. We can experience the presence of God. We can experience the power of God. We can experience the majesty of God. We can experience the blessings of God. We can experience the grace of God. We can experience godliness. We can experience at-one-ment, atonement, oneness with that presence. But when we are immersed in that experience, there's no one there to say, I am God. As soon as you say, I am. If I'm I, then you are you. If there's me, then there's that. Separation, polarity, that's not God. God is a unified field of infinite possibility. A unified consciousness of infinite possibility. Another strategy that we champion is radiating blessings. Transmitting blessings. Blessings, blessings, blessings to all. Radiating blessings, radiating goodness, radiating mercy, radiating forgiveness, radiating peace, radiating love, radiating positivity, radiating goodwill. Why do we do that? Because when we plug into the God force, we need to channel that energy out of us to everyone and everything in this world, in order for the circuit to flow. If you try and take it for yourself, you will burn up. Burn up. Self-destruct. 100% guaranteed. Another foundational pillar is self-love. Self-love and self-acceptance. Deep, deep, deep. Not just emotional freedom technique style, although we use that strategy. That takes it personality deep. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am, no matter what. No matter what. No matter what. God loves you no matter what. Infinite love loves you no matter what. No matter what, period. Constantly. It can't do anything else. It's incapable of doing anything else other than loving you and recognizing you as a being of love. If you choose to ignore the being of love that you are, if you choose to act in unloving ways towards yourself, towards other people, then you choose to get off the frequency of truth and you live in falsehood. You live in the illusion, the unreal world, the hell experience. So we choose to love ourselves, deeply and completely love and accept ourselves no matter what, deeply and completely. Subconsciously, we have other strategies for taking it deeper. Essentially, to get into the subconscious, you just need to relax more. You need to take yourself out of the beta wave frequencies into alpha and theta. That means relax. We teach you breathing, simple breathing techniques to relax. Letting go of the grip that the central nervous system has when you are triggered by fear and you feel like your survival is threatened, you're reading the news, looking at the internet, getting hit with millions of bits of information coming at you, rapid fire, multiple times a day, most of it bad news about how things are falling down, melting down, going to hell in this world all around you, and coming closer and closer to you. What that does is it triggers the central nervous system to kick into the sympathetic response. When it goes into sympathetic mode, dominant sympathetic functioning, as opposed to parasympathetic, your chemical, hormonal stasis in your body, endocrine system, goes haywire. What happens is cortisol and adrenaline start getting introduced into your bloodstream because your body goes into fight, flight, fright response. Run away, fight it, be frightened, tense up, grip, survival mode. So we teach you breathing, very simple breathing techniques, one of which is alternate nostril breathing. You can Google that up, what that is, alternate nostril breathing. It's the simplest, most effective, fastest way to get yourself out of the sympathetic nervous response into parasympathetic so you can relax and go deeper into your own psyche through the subconscious and access the power that's in there. But most importantly, relax into it and do deep healing in there, bringing love and forgiveness through something the Hawaiians call ho'oponopono. Ho'oponopono, I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you, thank 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 you. You do that in deep relaxation in the depths of your psyche to the part of your psyche that is wounded and has been living in ignorance for a long time, i.e. the ego. The ego construct is a blend of a wounded child, victim, a prostitute, and a saboteur. Wounded child, victim, prostitute, and saboteur. These are archetypal patterns that are embedded in the psyche of the ego construct. So if you've been functioning through your ego, which is body consciousness, body conscious persona, where the emphasis of your life, the way you think, the way you feel, the locus of your focus is based on, I am a physical body in a physical material world. My survival is being threatened by X, Y, and Z. And I've got to run around in this world trying to generate money while I'm like a little hamster on a treadwheel or a donkey after a carrot trying to get to the end of a rainbow so I can get to Friday night and going out and get hammered and get laid or something, or so I can get to the weekend and mow the grass and have sex with my wife and maybe take the dog for a walk, or I can get to, you know, summer and have a vacation, or I can get through my life and have a retirement. What we need to do is wake up to who we are. And we can only do that by taking self-love, awareness, consciousness, and forgiveness through the three levels. Conscious mind, subconscious mind, ho'oponopono, the ego construct. Because the ego construct has been the repetition of the thoughts, words and actions, feeling frequencies that have been repeated in there for years and years and years and years and years, are embedded deeply in your psyche. So you need to repeat another pattern for a critical period of time, every day, without fail. Habitualize it till it becomes your default. It takes at least 40 days of constant focus to accomplish that. At least 40 days. When was the last time, for 6 weeks solid, every single day, you focused on who you are actually and aligned yourself with appropriate vibratory states of being, attitude and awareness, resonant frequency consciousness, and embedded that in deep relaxation in your psyche? Answer, never. The difference is when you do it, you kick in that supernatural being that you are. You activate the 98% of your dormant genetic potential. The reason why they said 98% of your DNA is junk DNA is because it has no function in the normal waking state. Well, guess what? Change that normal waking state, not through drugs, not through alcohol, but through hardcore, real deal, superhero practice. You become activated. Third level is the unconscious. So we've gone conscious level, which is the physical persona associated with body consciousness. I deeply and completely love and accept myself just the way I am, no matter what. Into the subconscious, relaxing through the breath, release the central nervous system's grip, activate parasympathetic nervous response, get the right chemicals going through your bloodstream, change the frequency pattern of your brain, relax, access the subconscious, hit the ego construct over and over and over with ho'oponopono. I'm sorry, please forgive me, I love you. Thank you. The wounded child, the victim, the prostitute, and the saboteur will metamorphose into the higher octaves of who they actually are. Third level of consciousness is the unconscious realm. That's where the ancestors are. That's where the genetic coding is. That's where the patterns, the memories, everything that you've inherited through your mother and father from your ancestors is embedded in your DNA. That's where it is, in the unconscious. So you need to bring in the big guns to help you clear that realm. The big gun is G-O-D. It is the God force, the source energy, the spirit of life that is closer to you than you are, that knows who you are better than you know who you are, that will respond to your instruction, invitation, if you approach it with humility, love, gratitude, and faith. You can ask it to help us all our ancestors, me, my family, our entire ancestral lineage, and for all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future. Me, my family, all our ancestors, and for all humanity throughout all time, past, present, and future. Please help us all forgive each other, forgive ourselves, be at peace with each other, be at peace with ourselves, love each other, and love ourselves completely and totally now and forever. You can take that seven generations deep in your ancestral soul matrix. When you do correct, scientifically accurate, real, effective prayer in deep relaxation, it clears the genetic coding sequences in your DNA that are discordant, because the gene code has been defined by the way your ancestors were thinking, feeling, and acting, period. That's just the way it is. So there you have it. In a nutshell, what's going on, why it's going on, who you actually are, why the world is perfect for you to demonstrate who you actually are, how to do it, and all the support you could possibly need right here on Superhero Training. You can join this training today, or at least find out an awful lot more about it and get access to more information, specifically going into detail about what I just shared. Get on the program, superherotraining.com/apply. 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 Get on the program. We're here. We are literally having the best day ever. Every day, forever and ever and ever. That's just the way it is when you live in our reality. We know what's up. We're on the case. Get on a mission with us. Amazing Grace. Live life on a magic carpet as a superhero living in grace. Real deal. The more of us that are doing it, the stronger we become. The momentum's gathering. Can you feel the force? This is Nick Good signing off, wishing you many, many, many blessings of peace, love, and gratitude to all of you for giving me your time tonight. Aloha, malama po'ono.